Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Today, we've got an amazing stack of sources in front of us, all detailing what looks like a huge strategic pivot in gaming. We're talking about the leaks around the rumored Microsoft handheld, the Xbox Series P.
Yeah, and our goal here is pretty simple. For you, the listener, we want to move past just the headlines. We're going to dig into the strategy behind this, the software, which is, frankly, revolutionary, and really figure out if its so-called killer features are enough to redefine portable gaming.
Because this feels like more than just a new gadget. This is Microsoft seeing a huge opportunity and, well, finally making a move.
It's fascinating because this isn't the old console war that's kind of settled. This is what our sources are calling the ecosystem war. I mean, look at the runaway success of the Nintendo Switch and the Skin Deck, which nobody expected to do as well as it did.
Right.
It proved that for millions of gamers, portability is now a core value. It's, you know, non-negotiable, even if you have to sacrifice a little bit of graphical power.
And that leads us right to the big problem Microsoft has had for years. They have Game Pass, which is a brilliant service. Mm. But to get it on a portable PC, they've had to lean on third parties.
Exactly. The Asus ROG Allies, the Lenovo Legion,
the MSI Claw. And they all run Windows 11.
And Windows 11 is the anchor dragging them down. If you've ever used one of those devices, you know the pain. It's bloated, it's awful for battery life, and it is just not touch-friendly in that form factor.
Oh, I've been there. You try to bring up the keyboard and suddenly the scaling is all wrong, or you accidentally tap the screen and now you're staring at your desktop trying to use a joystick to navigate File Explorer. It's a mess.
It's a total mess. And Microsoft realized that to get that smooth, frictionless experience that Game Pass needs to really shine, they couldn't just throw a launcher on top of a normal OS. They had to go the Apple route or the Nintendo route.
Control the whole stack.
Control the whole stack. Hardware and software end-to-end, just like they do with the Series X.
Okay, so let's get into the solution, because this is where it gets really innovative. The biggest thing in these leaks isn't the hardware, it's the OS. Let's talk about Xbox OS Lite. How does this actually solve that Windows problem?
Xbox OS Lite is what happens when you decide a device has one purpose? Gaming. That's it. So they stripped out all the legacy PC fat. The first thing, and maybe the most freeing detail, is there's no desktop mode.
At all.
None. You boot it up and you are instantly in a UI that looks and feels identical to the Xbox dashboard you already know.
So it's just a console interface, shrunk down, that immediately gets rid of all those accidental clicks and frustrations.
It controls the variables. Think about all the stuff we just put up with on PC. You go to launch a game and oops, mandatory system update, or your antivirus decides to pop up and scan something in the background.
Hogging all the resources.
Xbox OS Lite just eliminates all of that. It's a closed garden, sure, but that's what guarantees a singular, reliable focus on gaming.
And I have to assume that focus gives you a pretty serious performance boost, right?
Mm-hmm.
Getting rid of all the windows overhead can't just be for convenience.
The technical advantage is huge. Because the system is so stripped down, it can use what the sources call DirectX 12 Ultimate Optimization. DirectX is, you know, basically the language games use to talk to the graphics card.
Right.
By cutting out all that Windows kernel overhead, the OS frees up a significant amount of RAM and CPU cycles just for the game.
So wait, if you had a Windows handheld and the Series P with the exact same AMD chip inside, the Series P would actually run better.
That is precisely what the leaks are claiming. Because the OS isn't eating up resources in the background, the Series P could deliver a higher frame rate, a smoother experience than a Windows PC with the exact same hardware. It's all about efficiency.
And that brings up quality of life stuff. The one thing on Windows handhelds that drives me crazy is the sleep function. It just doesn't work half the time. I'm pretty sure I've nearly cooked my backpack when a sleeping device woke up to do something.
That is the number one quality of life fix for a portable device, and Xbox OS Lite supposedly tackles it head on. It has a feature called Instant On, and it's designed to just work reliably, unlike the hit or miss mess on Windows 11.
So you hit the button, screen goes off, and when you come back, you're just back.
Instantly back in the action. No reboots, no splash screens, and no overheating in your bag. That zero friction access is absolutely essential for playing on the go.
Okay, so if the software solves the friction, the hardware has to deliver the power. Let's switch over to the specs, because this thing is clearly taking aim at the rumored Steam Deck 2. What's under the hood?
Microsoft is playing to its strengths, leaning on that huge partnership with AMD. The core of it is a semi-custom AMD processor, probably a tweaked version of the Z2 Extreme. But the real key phrase here is efficiency. The whole thing is built for low-wattage gaming. We're talking a 15W TDP.
Okay, let's pause there. TDP, can you break that down for us? Why is 15 watts the headline number.
So TDP is thermal design power. It tells you how much power the chip is designed to draw over time and, you know, how much heat it's going to generate. 15 watts is incredibly efficient.
Compared to what?
A standard gaming laptop might run at 45, maybe 55 watts. So by targeting 15W, Microsoft is saying they're prioritizing two things. Much better battery life and sustained performance without needing giant, noisy fans. It's perfect for a handheld.
And the graphics, what's powering the visuals?
It's rumored to be using the latest RDNA 4 architecture. And that's a big deal because RDNA 4 has hardware accelerated ray tracing, but more practically for a handheld, it supports the newest FSR upscaling tech.
Fidelity FX Super Resolution.
Right, which lets the device render a game at a lower resolution and then intelligently scale it up to 1080p. So you get a sharp image, but without absolutely crushing your frame rate.
Speaking of sharp images, the screen is everything. What are the specs there?
They haven't cheaped out, which is good. It's rumored to be a 7-inch 1080p OLED panel, so you get those perfect blacks, amazing contrast. But the killer feature, the really critical part, is VRR, variable refresh rate.
We see that on high-end TVs, but why is VRR so essential on a less powerful handheld device?
Because frame rate dips are just a fact of life when you're playing something like Starfield on a portable. If your screen is locked at 60 hertz and the game drops to, say, 45 FPS, you see very noticeable stutter.
Yeah, feels awful.
VRR syncs the screen's refresh rate to whatever the game is putting out. So even if the frame rate is bouncing between 40 and 60, the experience on screen feels dramatically smoother. It's the secret sauce that makes it feel fluid even when it's not locked at 60.
And let's not forget the feel of the thing. The sources say Microsoft's Surface team is involved in the design.
And that implies a certain level of premium build quality. We can probably expect a magnesium alloy case, which is lighter and stronger than plastic, and really good haptic feedback. Oh, and the sources were very clear on this.
Let me guess. The kickstand.
The best kickstand in the industry. The Surface team knows how to build a rock-solid kickstand. Not like the flimsy little plastic tabs you see on some other devices. It's a small thing, but it signals a premium approach.
Absolutely. But great hardware is nothing without the software.
Mm.
Let's talk about the two killer features that could really set the Series P apart. We're talking native Game Pass and, of course, quick resume.
First thing, let's be super clear. This is not a streaming-only box like the Logitech G Cloud. The Series P is a full portable console. You download and run titles like Call of Duty, Forza, Starfield, natively on the hardware.
A full console experience, no strings attached.
Correct. Though it does have seamless integration with Xbox Cloud Gaming, you know, for trying a game before you commit to a 50 gigabyte download, that hybrid approach is smart.
Okay, now let's talk quick resume, because on paper, that sounds like a massive advantage for portable gaming, where you might only have 10 minutes here and there.
It is a total game changer, and it feels like it was engineered specifically for this use case. Quick Resume lets you suspend multiple games at once, like up to 5 or 6, and then switch between them instantly.
With no loading screens.
Zero loading screens. It's a level of multitasking that no Windows or Linux PC handheld can currently do.
Give me the real-world example. What does that actually look like?
Okay, so you're on your lunch break, deep into a run in Hades 2. Your break ends, you hit the power button. Later that night, you've got 10 minutes before you have to leave, so you fire up a quick match in FIFA, you finish the match, suspend FIFA, and then with one button press, you are instantly back in Hades 2, mid-dungeon, exactly where you left off.
That frictionless switching is the dream.
It's the connective tissue that makes it feel like a true console in your hands.
But, you know, quick resume on the Series X has had its issues, right? It can be buggy, sometimes it fails on older games. Are the leaks confident that this lower power hardware can reliably suspend multiple big games, especially when every bit of battery matters?
That's a great point. And a healthy dose of skepticism is needed. The sources insist this isn't just a copy-paste of the feature. It's been re-engineered for the Series P's specific hardware and OS. That dedicated memory management in Xbox OS Lite is supposedly the key. The reliability of that one feature will be the acid test for the whole system.
If it works, it's a huge advantage over the Steam Deck.
A huge advantage.
Okay, let's do the head-to-head. We have the rumored specs for the Steam Deck 2. If you put them side by side, what's the core philosophical choice a gamer has to make?
You're looking at two totally different philosophies. With the Series P, you get Xbox OS Lite. It's optimized, it's seamless, but it's a closed garden. It's the Apple approach.
And the Steam Deck 2.
That's expected to run an improved SteamOS. It's an open Linux environment. That's the PC approach, More freedom, more tinkering.
Which dictates your game library.
Exactly. Series P is all about Game Pass and the Xbox Store. The Steam Deck 2 is the massive and often cheaper Steam library, plus you can install other launchers and mods.
So the unique selling points are basically opposites.
Completely. Series P is all in on its ecosystem. Quick resume and that promise that your saves and achievements follow you everywhere. The Steam Deck 2 keeps what made it great. The trackpads for strategy games and deep modability. It's plug and play versus the tinkerer's dream.
Let's talk business strategy. Microsoft has the deepest pockets in the room. They famously sell hardware at a loss to get Game Pass subscribers.
Yeah.
So what does that mean for the price?
It means they're going to be extremely aggressive, maybe even predatory, just to grab market share fast. The rumored price for the base digital edition is $399.
Wow. That's a direct shot at the current Steam Deck LCD price. Undeniable.
It's a subscription play, not a hardware play. And then there's an expected Elite Edition at $499 that would likely have a bigger SSD and maybe even 5G connectivity for cloud gaming anywhere.
So finally, the timing. The rumor is late 2026. If they have the tech, why wait 2 years?
A few strategic reasons. First, late 2026 is the 25th anniversary of the original Xbox. That's a huge marketing beat. Second, it gives them time to absolutely polish Xbox OS Lite, and it lets the current Windows handheld market kind of flame out on its own because of that Windows friction we talked about.
And third,
waiting gives them access to more mature RDNA 4 or maybe even early RDNA 5 components. It ensures they can hit that 15W TDP target with maximum power.
So connecting all the dots, what's the final verdict back to the ecosystem war? Mm. What is the big strategic takeaway here?
The takeaway is that the Series P is Microsoft's most serious attempt ever to bridge the gap between console and mobile. If Xbox OS Lite actually delivers that friction-free, driverless experience, it changes the entire game. It could effectively kill the market for third-party Windows handhelds.
Because why would you buy a clunky Windows machine for the same price?
Why would you? When Microsoft is offering a dedicated, optimized, seamless alternative that just works with your existing library.
And for you, the person who already has an Xbox, this is the final piece of the puzzle. It's the Play Anywhere promise finally made real.
Yeah.
Your saves, your achievements, your whole library just with you.
It makes the entire Xbox ecosystem coherent.
Which leaves us with a final provocative question for you to think about. Microsoft and Valve are basically asking you to choose between two different value systems. Is that perfectly seamless, closed ecosystem defined by that killer feature, quick resume enough to make you give up the power, the openness, and the moddable freedom of the Linux-based Steam Deck? That's going to be the core decision for the next generation of portable gamers.
Tough choice.
Thanks for diving deep with us. We'll catch you on the next one.